What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Behind the Wheel podcast. This one's kind of weird. It's a different one. We haven't done these in a while. And this is kind of where we, you know, we if you watch a lot of our podcasts, you'll know that we really don't do a lot of like Koenig wheels, like pitchy stuff, right? And I'm not saying we're pitching it today, but we are telling you about something that's new, and we kind of wanted to have a longer format explanation on some things because we get a lot of questions about why we do certain things, and I think it's easier just to address it all in one place.
I also think, you know, this is something that we're excited for and something that we're really proud of, you know? So,
yeah, you know, I mean, we try to make sure that every wheel that we put out is nothing short of what we would want to buy.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so I think a lot of what we go through and when we're developing a wheel, and this is the part that you guys don't see at home, is how much time we actually spend going over painstaking little tiny details that maybe you won't even notice, but we do, and because we do, and we want to make sure that what we put out there is exactly what we want to buy. Mm-hmm. You know, it takes us a long time to get to certain places,
right?
And now we're finally in a point where we're going to introduce a truck line of wheels in Koenig called the Hyper Trail series.
Mm-hmm.
This line is not your typical off-road truck line.
No,
and we're not trying to make it. This is a truck line that's very true to all the Koenig product you've come to love, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what do I mean by that?
That it's, you know, more or less like a has the DNA of Koenig in it, but, you know, for some different applications that we don't normally do. You know, I think that's a fair way to say it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's got the DNA of a Viper.
I mean, when you look at the two wheels for the Hyper Trail series, it's very clear that there's Koenig DNA in those wheels.
100%.
You know, and if you're a if you like kind of tuner style wheels or whatever it is, or the stuff that we offer, you know, if that's your kind of flavor and you're not into the big off-roady wheels, this is for you.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, I think that our premise for the truck wheels that we're placing into the Koenig line is to really be almost that second nature of kind of bringing a little bit of that performance oriented stuff that you get with a lot of our existing flow form wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Bring product and benefits that we have from some of the construction and tech, you know, and different feedback we've had from different, you know, people that are still using trucks. You know, that's the thing. Like, you know, as we get a little bit older, there's a lot of overlap, you know, whether it be, you know, people trailering their cars to the track, or it be the people that are, you know, looking to have an additional form of motorsport, and they're, you know, kind of using maybe their Tacomas or their 4Runners or even their Jeeps to go, you know, off-roading on the beach, or to, you know, go fishing, or they want to hit the trails a little bit, or they want to do some stuff on the weekend and have that little bit of, you know, outdoor activity, or the person that's really looking to do some overlanding. I don't even know if I like that term, but you know what I mean.
I almost feel like also for people, as time goes on, availability with cars. I mean, there's, you know, there's just so many more options on stuff that's outside of our wheelhouse, you know, pun intended maybe, but there's so many, you know, different applications that are offered outside of some of the stuff that we offer, like because SUVs and stuff like that are so popular, or bigger vehicles are so popular now. That
right, and we have some of these wheels in some of our other lines.
Yeah,
but nothing that kind of is this.
Right,
right. So, you know, let's talk about the Hyper Trail series and kind of what keeps it true to the Koenig roots. Mm-hmm. The first thing is, you'll notice from a design perspective, these are designs that, while they're beefed up, have that little bit of, you know, tunerness to it that doesn't make it a flat-on, all-out off-road truck wheel.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, and look, and that's the thing. Like, isn't, you know, it's designed to have that same flavor that a lot of people brought with them from their cars, but also not look like a car wheel.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, if you look at the HT1, which is right behind Scott, if you look at that wheel, I mean, you might be looking at that being like, that looks awfully familiar to something. You're right.
Yeah. It, I mean, it's not a hypergram. I've heard people say that sometimes in the comments. Mm-hmm. It's not a hypergram. It does have a similar spoke count. It does have a little bend back action that's happening out there. I get how you could feel that way, but it is a essentially a 12 spoke or a 6 split spoke truck wheel. It has some inspiration there. You do see a pretty generous lip mm-hmm. on it. You see a level of concavity, yep. which I know is hard to see from that picture. I don't know if Max has a, if you're watching on YouTube, I don't know if Max has a hero angle that we can show, but basically what we're talking about here is just the ability to kind of really see. Yeah, I mean, it has some good concavity for a truck wheel. And, you know, it's got that lip. So it's got that, you know, that flange there. It gives that, like, that little bit of, like, steppedness that happens on the lip. So that's really cool. Another thing about the wheel from a design aspect, if you look around the PCD of both wheels, we have a hard, rigid, flat pop-in center cap. Now, what's cool about that isn't the cap itself as much as it that you can pop it out pretty easily. You get the cap popped out. So if you're going to go off-road, if you're going to go to a place where you're not going to run a center cap, you have a tall hub that maybe exceeds past the cap, but you still want to run this wheel, mm-hmm. something to that effect, and you take the cap out. And this is something that truck people just do.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't want to run center caps. The one thing we've done is we've created this stepped-up perch with kind of some design around it. So if you were to take the center cap out, it does not look like you forgot a center cap. It's right. still a finished piece that comes up, that perch, that angle there, and
that's pretty. It looks complete still.
Yeah, it looks complete still. So yeah. that's just another detail. I think when we see some of these wheels out there and people are just taking center caps off for different reasons, I always feel like, well, the wheel looks like it's missing a center cap.
Yeah.
So we kind of came up with something so when the center cap is out, it doesn't look like it's purely just missing a center cap. So design-wise. Now, another things you'll see on design is we tried our best here to create a really shallow PCD. Now, if you're into off-roading, you'll notice that this tends to be something that you hear people complain about when you have a really deep PCD or lug nuts that go all the way in, and that's because when they come back from being on the trails,
the stuff is in there.
100%.
Yeah.
It's all caked into those lug holes. And when we want to start getting to that point where we're going to clean down the wheel, even just, having a small pressure washer or something like that, it's not able to get in there. And that's why keeping the PCD shallower, allow that to be an easier to clean area. So I think from a design aspect, that's pretty cool.
What about construction? I mean, that's, pretty good highlight on these.
Yeah. I mean, so what's again, bringing forward the stuff that from us, these wheels are flow formed, right? So we're going to increase the rigidity and the strength on the barrel. We're also going to decrease some of the weight that's required on these wheels to make sure that not only are they strong, but when you're driving on the street, you're still getting the best, kind of weight savings for that particular design. And that's important because when you start throwing on, all the rotating mass that you do, big knobby tires, and maybe you use spacers on these trucks,
yeah,
and
yeah.
You put the wheels and stuff like that. Some of these truck wheels will weigh 30, 35, 40 pounds a piece. Even just in the regular 17, 18 inch sizes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So these wheels, I don't know if we posted all the weights yet, but they're really comparatively to what's out there in the same size and specs, these are a much lighter version of some of the wheels that you'll find out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's talk about some of the other things when we start talking about strength. All of these wheels are 2,500-pound extra load rated. So again, for people that are in the truck scene, that number may feel familiar to you. You may see anywhere from 2150 to 20, in 5 and 6 lug, you may see anywhere from 2150, 2350, 2400, sometimes 2500. But basically the idea here is, and I'm sure that there's other ones that have more, but the idea here is that you have all the rigidity and strength you need for most, not only vehicle applications, but to be able to throw more at these wheels if yeah. you so choose, right? And again, then you have the flow forming structure to actually give you a stronger barrel and a much more higher tensile barrel where a lot of that action tends to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, we went as far to increase the rigidity and the amount of material that's on the rear flange of the wheel. So, you know, look, if you know, we acknowledge that while wheels going off-road is not something that we can ever plan for, no one can make a wheel and say that, you know, you're not going to ever encounter something that's going to create a wheel that could become damaged.
Right.
But in this situation, we're doing our best to make sure that this wheel is as strong as possible. So if you were to air down or go through some things, you still have, you know, a tremendous amount of strength and ability for this wheel to really be tough on or off the road, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that stuff is cool. Let me tell you about some other features that we've started to incorporate into the Hyper Trail series. Every wheel does come with a knurled bead seat.
Yep.
So again, what we're trying to do here, it's not a bead lock, right? That's a totally different thing. And you've seen some of these other companies come up with different ways of capturing the bead, but we are trying to prevent a very cost-effective and simple solution to trying to keep the bead of the tire, especially if you're aired down, you know, onto the bead seat, so that you don't have any dismounting or anything like that. And that's what a lot of that knurling will help do. And we've kind of tested that out the best we can in our own simulations. Fortunately, there's not really a good test for it where you can say, oh, percentage-wise. But you know, we did test, you know, with and without it, and we were able to see that the bead, you know, especially once it's aired up on some of those tires, it really seemed to want to cling better to the knurling that's on the bead seats.
Yes.
And finally, you know, we've tried to increase the bead humps that are the bead seat humps that are kind of right past the knurling, so that again, it just gives the tire a little bit of thing that if it was to start to walk a little bit, it would have a little bit more resistance before it would, you know, push over that hump.
Right.
So these are all things we've done into both the HT1 and the HT2. And let's kind of walk through that one more time, and then we'll talk about some specs.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So HT1, this is going to be that 12-spoke or 6-split spoke wheel. It's going to have, again, that cap perch that it has designed, whether you keep the center cap in and out. It has a flat black pop-in center cap, something that's super smooth, not going to attract a lot of you know, dust or debris, not going to be hard to clean at all. That's where you'll find there. The wheel does have concavity in the face. Again, the face profile is going to be the same no matter which size you choose in each diameter. So if you have a 17-inch wheel, it won't matter. You will have the same level of concavity.
Mm-hmm.
We've done our best here to make sure that the wheel is concave to be able to still clear brakes and all that good stuff and not put the brake square up against the back of the spoke, where essentially a rock or something could get lodged in there and then, you know, cause damage to the wheel from the caliper kind of moving through it.
What finishes?
Yeah. So in the HT1, we have three finishes. You're going to have the matte black, you're going to have a
satin bronze,
mm-hmm. and you're going to have that gloss anthracite,
mm-hmm.
right? So I will tell you, I don't think that picture really does it justice, but the gloss anthracite in person is darker than that. It's gorgeous.
It is like, gorgeous. It's my favorite finish of all the truck wheels, to be honest.
Yeah.
My personal favorite.
And it has that metallic.
Yeah.
Like, you, one thing you can't see from these photos is, like, there's a deep, heavy metallic in it, and it's not something that you see until you get really close.
Yeah.
But, you know, even we have one right down here, and I'm actually looking at it. And from here, with the light from that we have up above my shiny dome piece here, you could see the metallic from here, and I'm 5 feet away from it.
Yeah.
So it's a great looking finish, dark. Next is obviously matte black, and then the satin bronze,
mm-hmm.
Which is kind of a semi matte bronze, right? So it's like it's more matte than it is gloss, but it has a little bit of a sheen to it, so it's not super muted,
mm-hmm.
right? And those are the three finishes that you'll find on the HT1. Let's look at the specs for the HT1. We're gonna make this wheel in 17 and an 18 inch. We will have two bowl patterns to start. Now, 6 on 139 and 5 on 127. Now, people were gonna say to me, why only two bowl patterns?
Yeah.
I have an older Ram. I have you know, kind of an older Ford. I have, you know, we get it.
Too many SKUs.
Well, it's not even just that. It's just that, you know, when we start to look at how we're going to enter into it, we have some target fitments that we've started with. This is kind of where we landed. You're going to see this wheel is going to be available for things like Broncos and Jeep Wranglers and pretty much all the stuff that's in 5127 Jeep wise, except for once you start to get into like Grand Cherokees, that's, you know. As far as the fitments go, again, you know, Max is going to kind of shoot this up for people in YouTube. We make it in 17.5, which is going to be your 6 and 139. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be around a -6 in offset. And that, and this way, we're going to have rings on our website that will allow you to get a hub-centric ring if you so choose to be able to ring down from the 106.1 center bore to whatever your vehicle's is. Like, so if you have, you know, let's say a new Tundra, right? I believe that's a 71.5? No. 73. Now I'm getting a little tossed up. But if you have, you know, some of these other vehicles that are going to use center bores that are smaller, we're going to do our best to have rings, hub-centric rings available so that you can purchase them if you would like to. A lot of people don't use hub-centric rings because they think wheels are lug-centric. Now, we all know that lug-centric is crap. if you would like to test me on this, feel free to do so in the comments on any one of our hub-centric ring videos.
Yep, there's a few of them.
Yeah, they like to come at me for there.
Yeah.
But you'll be able to do that. And again, obviously, using the quote-unquote lug-centric approach usually gets you pretty close. But, you know, sometimes it's all or nothing. Additionally, you're going to find that in the 5127,
mm-hmm.
we did it at a 17.9.
Right.
And the offset, I believe, is at a 0.
Mm-hmm.
We did in 17.9. Max, can you just throw that up real quick? Yeah. So we also did it in a -12, right? I just want to make sure. All right. No. So I'm wrong here. So 17.8.5, 6 and 139, -6, no problem. 17.9 for the 5127, again, Jeep Wranglers, -12. So this is going to be a good application for vehicles that are lifted. You can get away with it on a Wrangler, even if you're not lifted. Additionally, that 6 and 139 with a -6. Now you're talking about the ability to kind of be aggressive, but you can use it lifted or not lifted, or kind of, you know, just pay attention to whatever you're, if you are lifted, whatever your lift company is suggesting for their minimum backspacing requirement, and you should be okay there. In 18-inch, we're going to do this both in 18x9, 5127 at a 0, 6139 at a 0, pretty simple, but these will be available for most popular trucks that are out there right now, mm-hmm. and as well as Jeeps and SUVs. So super exciting. Pretty pumped on that. Let's kind of journey over to the HT2.
Yeah. And the HT2 for finishes, it goes for pretty much the same as the HT1. We're going to have the satin bronze, and we're going to have the matte black. But the difference is for the anthracite color, it's not going to be the gloss anthracite. It's going to be a matte gray.
Correct. Yep. Yeah. This is a really nice looking matte gray. Again, it's not super dull. Not super shiny. It's a good looking matte gray.
I would say, if you guys want a reference, I would say it's pretty similar to the Neoform. I think that's a fair comparison.
Yeah, I think. I think so.
Yeah,
I think it's pretty similar to the Neoform as far as its color tone.
Yeah.
So that again, same kind of cap perch design that you've heard us speak about. It's just kind of like a new little detail that we feel is going to be pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to, you know, the one thing I forgot when we talk about weight savings is both these wheels are heavily cavity backed, meaning we looked for areas where we could take weight out that wouldn't have anything to do with structural integrity, and we removed a lot of weights. The weight on the back of the wheel is really going to have a lot of material removed,
mm-hmm.
so that, you know, really try to take the weight out of this whichever we can do. So the HT2 is going to be a 6-spoke type of wheel there, right?
Seven, sorry.
I was thinking about something else. Anyhow, so it's a 7-spoke wheel, and it's going to have, again, a shallow PCD. Shallow PCD, again, trying to keep things easy to clean. This has like a 2-step type of lip.
Mm-hmm.
It's really kind of, I don't know, it's good looking. I mean, it's got the first landing, and then it goes up on a 45 and kind of it kind of cuts back
what
in.
What I love so much about these wheels, and I'm not the biggest truck guy, overlanding guy, whatever it may be, but if I were to hear, yeah, Koenig just released some truck wheels, I'd be like, wow, that's kind of, maybe that's a little weird is what you're thinking. You look at these wheels and you go, that makes sense. That's what I love about this.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. I also think that, like, I've seen some other brands release some truck wheels, and they're just truck wheels with their brand name on.
That's kind of more or less my point.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
We wanted to make sure that if we were going to bring in a quote-unquote truck wheel, that the truck wheel looked like it was like, oh, that, yeah, that's what I would expect from Koenig.
Exactly.
That feels
exactly,
like Koenig,
yep.
Right? So we did that. So there's a lot of, you know, again, now we've added some line to it. And it was important to do it. You know, I've heard the question that comes up in some of our posts, like, why are you guys making, like, why the truck wheels now?
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're probably the best one to answer this because I think you get so many of the questions.
Yeah, I mean, well, why the truck wheels now is because, I don't know, this is for the person who came from maybe a tuner car, has a secondary truck, doesn't want, not the type of guy that's going to say hop into a lifted F-150 or something like that, but the guy who's going to take his Toyota Tacoma, something like that, and still kind of has his rooted maybe tuner car, motorsports side, that's like, I don't want to throw on a big off-roading wheel. I want to throw on something a little more my speed, a little more tasteful, and this is our answer for it.
Yeah, and I also think that, like, you know, for me, over the past X amount of years, whether it be dealers or customers, we've heard, like, why aren't you, like, you guys should make some truck wheels. You should make truck wheels like this. You should make some truck wheels like this. Like, would you have anything for Tacomas? Like,
yes.
As people start to get into or kind of move into different directions, it seems like people have kind of wanted to take us with them, which is pretty, it's got to be one of the higher compliments that I think we can get, right?
I think this also follows suit with, like, you'll hear Scott or even myself or whatever say all the time, whenever someone asks for a certain wheel spec or whatever it is, they go, why don't you make X, Y, and Z wheel in this spec?
Mm-hmm.
Our answer is always consistently 100 times out of 100 times, for what car? That's what we always ask.
Okay.
You know, like, and for this is an example of where you see some demand and we delivered.
Yeah.
That's the way I feel about it. I don't know.
So, I mean, I think what's interesting for us is that it's a new segment as far as not something that we build new wheels for. We built off-road wheels plenty of times.
Mm-hmm.
I think the difference is that this is the first time the brand has really worked their own, you know, the Koenig DNA into a wheel and not just try to take something that we have and make it bigger or stronger, not trying to kind of give up on the details, not trying just to send it in. This is really something that we hope that for those that are out there on the trails or overlanding or using it as their primary vehicle. Like, I know, like, as you know, and I hate to say it, I'm not making wheels for me, but as we get older, I tend to have, you know, the cars that I want to use on the weekend and nice days in the garage. And I have a secondary vehicle that I drive around that has to be big enough to hold my kids and stuff like that. So, you know, when you have those Tacomas and Broncos and, new Rams and Silverados and, a lot of these popular trucks, especially when they're 6 and 139, and you don't want to be the guy that's like, hey, I just want something super black off-road. Like, we're now providing an option for you to do so. And the feedback, ever since we released the stuff at SEMA, has been really great.
Yeah.
Much, much more than I think I thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
So they're pre-ordering and back-ordering pretty quickly, which is interesting.
Yeah.
And it's fun to see. Well, listen, like I said, I think the thing I like the most about all this is the fact that there was a group of people, I think, that struggled to be able, like, you know, they came from Sport Compact.
Mm-hmm.
They love, you know, they've had a lot of good experience with their brand, and now they're in the process of, you know, hey, like, I don't have my STI anymore. I don't have this car anymore. I don't have a WRX. I don't have, but I just picked up this Tacoma. I just picked up this 4Runner. I just picked up this, brand new Tundra. I just picked up, a new Bronco. I just picked up, a Ram, and I'm just looking. I want something that's a little bit, a little bit different, a little bit more my speed on the car. So, at SEMA, it was fun to like watch people's faces when they saw it for the first time, for them to ask a lot of questions, and for them to be able to kind of see what we had to offer. So, I don't know. It's pretty exciting. I'm pretty pumped. I can't wait to see kind of what this all looks like when we're all out there on the street.
Yeah. I mean, I think I know the answer to this question, but I might be wrong. So this is or isn't Koenig's first time venturing into some truck wheels over the years that you've been here?
No. I mean, we've done certain truck wheels from time to time. I think the difference was that they were truck wheels.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Or we did, you know, I remember the period way back in the early 2000s when, you know, we had a line that did some, you know, like dubby type wheels, right? But it wasn't, I don't know if it was really under the Koenig line per se. Yeah. For years, we've done that Mamba off-road line where we build, you know, honestly, you know, more truck-oriented, very truck-specific wheels in that line. But this is the time where we're kind of just kind of bringing our DNA and some of the stuff that we're known for, specifically as a brand, into kind of the truck, Jeep, and SUV market. So, yeah. Pretty exciting. Again, we don't really usually do this stuff on podcasts, but we figure, like, you know, look, we're getting a lot of questions about some of this stuff. People are asking certain specifics, and we don't have all the time. You know, we've been answering stuff on the lives, and we've been answering stuff, you know, in messages and comments and emails and all the good stuff. This was our time to be able to kind of be able to say, hey, let's walk it through one time.
Clear the air.
Well, I guess. I mean, clear it, muddy it.
There's some people who don't make it to the 2 p.m. lives, and you know, this will live up there, and you guys can refer back to us and listen to it, and here's your answers.
Yeah, so why we make a Hypertrail wheel. Yeah. That's kind of what it is. But it's cool. Again, you know, we got these cool little, it's really hard to see, but I'm always on the wrong side. Got some neural beads here. This is the good old
HD2.
And it's, again, you know, for a truck wheel, I know, because some of the Mamba stuff that we have, it's like, whew, it's heavy stuff.
Very heavy. You know? And those are some, you know, flow form too, but they're just heavy.
Yeah, there's one or two of them that we have some pieces flow form, but this is this is cool. This is exciting for us, and hopefully, if you have a Tacoma or Jeep or SUV that you're looking to run some wheels on, you know, you'll take a peek.
Yeah. Yep. Any other questions on the Hypertrail series? Obviously, shoot it in the comments, ask us, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Yeah, for sure. And if you end up getting some of these, make sure you tag us and throw us some pictures on the good old interweb there.
Yeah, if you don't, I'll be mad.
Yeah. I would say from a release standpoint, you should see these release. We have some on the way. I know a lot of them are at their first round or backordered already. However, I believe, you know, there's still some free wheels depending on what you're looking for. That will be in at the end of March. And then I think we should have some more backups that are coming in right around the middle of April. And we'll kind of go from there. But I would say if you really are into this, it's a good chance that you should place a pre-order or a backorder, because I know that some of our distributors have been doing that already, and it seems like they're really sucking up the wheels that were available. Because I could see the numbers in the system just kind of taking down.
Right. Cool.
So that's it. Any other questions, make sure you throw them down below. We'll be happy to answer them. And don't forget that we do this every Wednesday. And right before this, we go live on Instagram and Facebook.
Sure do.
Sometimes on YouTube. And we answer questions. So if you have any questions about this, you want to ask us live, that's the place to come. We do that at 2 p.m.
Every single Eastern, week. Every single week. Every Wednesday.
So that's pretty much it. Take care of yourself. We'll catch you on the next one.